You're listening to Vatican Radio. August 15th marks the centenary of the birth of Blessed Oscar Romero, the Archbishop of San Salvador, who was assassinated for speaking out on behalf of the poor and oppressed during his country's military dictatorship. There are many events planned to mark the anniversary year, both in his native El Salvador, but also in countries around the world, where his life and legacy continue to motivate those working for justice and peace today. In the London Diocese of Southwark, a mass will be celebrated at St. George's Cathedral on August the 12th, while an ecumenical evensong will be held in Westminster Abbey on September the 23rd. The Archbishop of Southwark, Peter Smith, will preside at the Mass on Saturday, while Italian Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia will travel from Rome to preach the homily. Archbishop Paglia currently serves as head of the Pontifical Academy for Life and the St. John Paul II Institute for Studies on Marriage and the Family. He's also the postulator of the cause for canonization of Archbishop Romero. Ahead of his departure for the UK, I talked to him about why the murdered Salvadoran church leader continues to inspire so many people of all faiths and none.
Because the example of Romero is an universal example in this current world. He's a clear evangelical witness of love. In a world where the difficulties, injustices, war, terroristic attacks, and a lot of oppressions, Romero's voice, the Romero's testimony is a very important, clear, understandable for all people, above all for the poor people who needs someone who continue in a loud voice to speak, to announce, to tell that it is really important to build a new world. That's why I think it is important in London, but everywhere outside of the little country of El Salvador, it is really important that Romero continues to speak aloud, to announce the gospel of love.
So you see him as a very important role model for church leaders in other countries where people are suffering from injustice and oppression.
Yes, I am convinced that unfortunately today we see that a sort of the great indifference. We have a few people who testify the gospel. We continue to assist priests and the people who are killed because they continue to go to the Sunday Mass, for example. And the attitude, the Christian attitude, the evangelical spirit of Romero is really important. And I am sure that Romero continue to help the testimony of Pope Francis. There is, in my opinion, a really an interesting alliance between the first Latin American Pope and the first martyr of Vatican II, of the Council, of the Ecumenical Council of Vatican II. It's a sort of good link between heaven and earth in this current moment. And Pope Francis needs, in a certain sense, the witness of Romero to continue to preach the gospel of love for the poor people as a strategic pastoral initiative. In this sense, I see a providential moment, a providential link between the Romero's witness and Pope Francis' engagement.
There are also high hopes, aren't there, that this centenary year may also be the year of Romero's canonization. As postulator for his cause, what can you tell us about this? When may we see him declared a saint?
So now, after the difficulties and the beatification of Romero, and I can't forget the 24th May of 2 years ago, in San Salvador, we participated in the celebration. And now we are reached the last step in order to finish the process for the canonization of Archbishop Romero. And I hope that in the next year we could, if the miracle that we are now in our attention of the congregation, will be approved. It is necessary to examine this miracle with all rules and with great attention. But I hope that it will be possible to have a positive judgment, and in this sense, if we reach this step of the process, we could hope that in the next year, perhaps it is possible to have the last decision of the congregation, and then the Pope will decide himself what we can do.
Romero was seen for many years as such a controversial figure, wasn't he, because of his opposition to the government. Are there still people who think he was killed because of his political views rather than his Catholic, his faith convictions?
You know, now I think that after the beatification, also who were against him, they have to accept the decision of the Pope, who decide this after a long process, a difficult process, but at the end, the decision is a decision of the Magisterium. That's why the Magisterium of the Pope Francis now linked with the witness of Romero is a really a clear sign of the Holy Spirit inspiration in the Church, and is a really unbelievable how many people are astonished by the example of Romero. People in the Catholic Church, in the Anglican Church, in the other religions too, and also a lot of non-believers are really linked with the testimony of the Gospel of Love, as Romero testified.
Alongside Romero's canonization, we are also expecting to hear something about the beatification of Father Rutilio Grande, whose murder helped Romero to understand what he was being called to do. Can you confirm that these two events may take place together?
I hope about this, but I don't know. Surely in the Congregation for the Saints, the process of the Father Rutilio and the other two companions is going ahead. So that's why I can presume that it is possible to finish also this process in order to have a common celebration. They were really good friends, and that's why I hope would be a very, very good celebration.
Finally, what does Romero mean for you in a very personal way?
For me, you know, Romero continued to show, to push all of us, starting from bishops and all other believers, to trust in the Gospel, to accept the Word of God, to put in practice the Word of Gospel. And today, if we follow this example, we can not only testify the Gospel, we can to change this world, to push the world a better way. We can construct a better globalization. We can support the globalization of solidarity, the globalization of fraternity. In this sense, Romero continued to preach not only for all church, all people, but personally, Romero continued to speak personally. And that's why for me as a bishop, Romero is an unbelievable example. And I personally, thanks to God, continue to study his homilies to understand his pastoral attitude and to have his example of the Good Shepherd.
Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, postulator of the cause for canonization of Archbishop Oscar Romero.